Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the hour of healing power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, Dr. Pat, bridging the mystical and scientific. You know, one of the things I want to say right now to everybody listening, Sharon, and then I want you to kick it in about today's topic. I was thinking about this, Doc. And accelerated potency and healing, intuition and intention. And I did a little show yesterday on a totally unrelated topic, but the conversation has to happen about when we know something, like we just know it inside, we know it. And yet we just don't do anything with it, or we second guess ourselves. And today's show is so important because this is a live call-in show, and also for Jacob, it is a Facebook live show. And so what that means is that if you're on Facebook or social media, anywhere you're hearing the show, it doesn't matter. This is to help all of us understand that we are more powerful than we can imagine. And in your work and what you're creating, not just for this show, but for the world. And you're bringing together your knowledge, your wisdom, and your experience as a medical doctor and as a shaman and taking East and West and understanding the nuances of ancient and timeless healing. And that's what you're bringing to this show. And I want to encourage all of you out there today as we're talking. This is a live call-in show. It is the Healing Hour for a reason. It's because sometimes we don't know what we don't know about what needs to heal, but you know you're stuck, or you know there's something in your way, or you know you got an ache and pain, but you may not know what it is. This is what we're talking about, but not just in a marginal way. This is accelerated potency in healing. That's really what we're looking for, Doc Martin, aren't we?
We really are. And I like the fact that we want to lead with this. I was struck the other day. I referred a client to a group in England, and they clear the energy field with a three-man team, a psychiatrist, a medium, and the medium's ability to tap into the spirit guides of the people. And literally in 10 minutes, they have a template with which they work. They can set the person's announce in effect to the person's spirit guides to clear and remove any debris, remove foreign influences. And every single person I have sent there has felt different immediately. And I was struck by what is it that makes how we approach healing nowadays so slow, and to me, it's bogged down. And I think what makes it even more pressing is we're in a critical time in our evolution as humans. We are at a critical time in our position on the earth, how we treat each other, whether or not we can evolve with our consciousness, our spirituality. So why can't we speed it up a little bit? And energy medicine promises that the changes that happen in the vibratory field And then your physiology responds. But your physiology really is the slow part. So I just thought, wow, you know, we could really accelerate the potency of healing if we could get more people turned on to not just being aware of getting that message. Like you said, you know it, but you don't act on it. Let's get you knowing it more, trusting it more, acting on it more. And then with your thoughts, set up the intention.
Yeah.
And boom, change your field and change the rest of you.
Yeah. You know, this is something we go through every day, Doc Martin. And let's talk about the promise, for example, because we are talking about a very specific part of energy medicine and energy healing. And this is timeless. Before CAT scans, before all of the modern equipment, before using a robot to give me two titanium knees or whatever the heck they are, before all of that, how is it that the people that walk the earth and information path, how is it that they could tap into, connect with something that would be going on in themselves and another person's body and have a remedy for it? And see, I wish we wouldn't replace that. Now, clearly, those folks are never going to give me new knees. So let's just be really clear about that. But we're talking about being able to understand that there is a promise to energy medicine. What is it?
Well, I think what we're challenged to do now, we moved along our trajectory of evolution, especially in the West, with so many advances under a scientific umbrella, and we got titanium knees, we got heart transplants, we got kidney transplants, we got dialysis. People get to live longer and better. But we did leave important things by the wayside. And the things that I believe that the indigenous have to offer that we have left by the wayside is that trust in your intuition. And I'll come back to that in a second. And then knowing that you could set an intention. And a lot of times in the indigenous world, that was set with ritual, with journeys, psychedelic journeys, with plant medicine, with dance. But they trusted their intuition. They were more tapped into the natural rhythms of the earth and nature. And we kind of got away from that as we got more and more technological. So I think we took on the science, which is beautiful. I am not arguing that science is not beautiful, but we left some important things behind.
I want to talk about this because I'm finding something really interesting happening. I think people have been left to themselves here for about 18 months, and I think they've been tapping into things. I think we're stepping into a world where we're starting to hear messages. I don't want to say voices because that's not correct. You know, there's a level of knowing that just happens and people can't explain it. You know, I went through this myself recently, and I'd like you to address this for a minute, because we're talking about intuition and we're talking about the imbalances, but we're talking about how do you take your intuition and go from there to an intention to make a change. And sometimes it requires effort. It requires a little effort. And I was just reflecting on this the other day. I was talking with you and, you know, I'm not going to talk about this on air, but you had a comment about a cough you heard. And that ripple effect to me made me think. I had an issue with my right knee, which I had done first. And I tried to explain for 2 months, there's something in there. I mean, this is the way I talk. There's something, but I'm not a doctor. I don't know what it is, but there's something not right. And in the world we're living in today, it is very hard to say to somebody, there's something not right, because they can't get it. And so we have to also learn the translation language to go from intuition to intention to action. Sometimes it doesn't involve other people. Sometimes it's us, but don't we still have to learn that language?
Well, yeah, because you yourself have to learn how to deepen enough to find the language to explain it, to have the intuition to know, is this in the bone or is this in the muscle? So you can guide the person with less intuition, usually a medical doctor, I'll admit that. And then we have to teach ourselves to believe that, to communicate that, and to not turn away when somebody says, there is something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, At one point, I got to tell you, the way that I found to communicate both, and I have a great Sean at Evergreen PT. Oh my God, over in Kenmore. What a guy. Saved it for me because I started to text message my doctors. I think there's an alien in here. I'm serious. That is the way I started to talk about it because I got their attention. We're going to take a short break, Sharon, because when we come back, we are going to talk about and help people accelerate and trust that thing we call intuition, you know, trust that knowing that the shamans, or let's not even give them a name, trust and knowing that people that helped heal other people and help heal themselves, trust that intuition. Today, this is what Doc Martin does. She will tap into your energy field with your permission. If there's something going on with you, if there's something, and it doesn't have to be about your body, because it could be emotional. You know, it could be like Susan talks about, you know, the emotional jacket, or it could be something that is physical in your body. Why not try to take the leap into healing? Accelerated potency in healing, intuition and intention, I squared. That's what we're talking about today. One without the other, I don't know. I don't know how well that works. Hasn't worked for me. When we come back, it's all about giving you what you need to get to I squared. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, more about this. And by the way, more about healing. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit beyondproof.com.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Welcome back. This is the Healing Hour. I'm Dr. Pat. I get the honor of doing this show with Dr. Sharon Martin. Dr. Sharon Martin, for those of you out there, we're going to go to phones in a minute. Hanley, we'll get right to you, so stay with us. Dr. Sharon Martin is not just Doc Martin, but she is mastery of bridging the mystical and the scientific. When you think about somebody that has, you know, works with patients every day in the medical field, and then has studied, has then become, you know, this woman that is expert in energy medicine, in healing, in the ways of the ancient ones. And you think about, here we are, internal medicine, and now we're looking at this ancient ability to heal. Today's show is extremely important because what she has created in maximum medicine is what we call I squared, intuition and intention, I squared. Why do we say squared? Why are we not saying this plus this? Because energetically, when you take intuition and intention to that level, to an exponential level, that is when you get results. And, you know, we're going to go to the phones here in a minute. So let me tell you about this. This is short. I couldn't get the attention of anybody, Sharon. I did get the attention of Sean, my PT, and he started to wrap my knee. You know, I mean, this was an interesting journey. I had this one guy that was hands-on that got it, and he couldn't tell me what it was, but he started to tape things in an interesting way. On the other side, I'm trying to communicate that there's something in here. I mean, I'm not making that up. And so I resorted to the only thing I could do in a message. I think I've got an alien in my knee because my knee is not the way it should be. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not even close to that, not a medical doctor. But I knew something. And you're helping us today realize that maybe we all have access to intuition, right?
Yes, and Hanley will be with you in just a second. What I do the best, I think, is I teach and share with people what I know, what I've learned, what I think works. I'm a great translator. I can take a lot of esoteric jargon and make it down to earth. And when I think about the power, if you include your ability, a person's ability to tap into intuition, and then add to it your intention, that sends it off the charts. So does everybody have intuition? Does everybody have, everybody says, oh, I never can tell that. I never know. Everybody has it, and it can be practiced, and it can be taught. And it can, you can be shown ways to delineate, try this arena here. Tell me what you feel in your body. Tell me what knowing you have. Did you get an image of something? Did you see something when I asked you to think about this and that? And those are things we can all amplify our abilities with. So when somebody says, oh, I'm not psychic, there's no way. Well, we are intuitive. And again, when we get out of our high-tech world and get back in touch with nature, and we start to feel the rhythms of birds and plants and grasses blowing and the brook babbling, you start to reconnect. I mean, think of the ancient ones, the hunters and gatherers who went out into the woods, and they knew by a simple rustle or the change of how many birds were chirping, whether or not a deer was nearby. So we have to reconnect with those quiet places because that's where we hear. Benny, is Hanley still there? Hanley, may I help you?
Hi. Hi, this is Hanley.
Good day to you, sir. Oh.
Good day. Yeah, I wanted to call
you. How can we help you today?
Well, my intuition has been running wild when it comes to reading personalities and people and coworkers, and my job has become very competitive, and my intuition is making it really hard for me to make friendships or to maintain some of these friendships that are really toxic and don't seem to be very healthy for me. And so I'm trying to do some healing. I'm trying to break some patterns from the past, but it seems like I need some assistance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So thank you.
I get a couple of, let me just throw out a couple. I see a couple of lines of approach. The first is, do you need to stay in that job? So big, that's big picture. You know, is there something else you'd rather be doing? And the second is, if you are a sensitive and if you have empathic nature, everybody's wound up tight these days. So you are probably feeling a whole lot of chaos. And if it's a competitive work environment, you're also feeling everybody's push to get to the top. So how can you slow that observation down? Because you are in control of how much you allow to come in. So we'll come back to that in a second. And then how can you detoxify at the end of the day? So the first challenge, and we're assuming you're going to stay in this job, but I have this feeling like maybe you don't want to. But the first thing that you need to do is be very clear with your senses and your sensation of things around you, what you're going to let in. And even if you have to visualize putting a force field around you when you go to work and you put it up, are you old enough to know Star Trek way back when Scotty would, you know, go put up the warp, the power shield over the front of, put up the shield. You choose when to let it down and when to say, okay, I'm going to observe now. In your mind, you say, okay, I'm going to let in some observations, because there is a lot of swirling chaotic energy, and that is exhausting for somebody who can sense it. And it's overwhelming, and it kind of just knocks you to your feet. But the second part is, when you get home, you need a ritual to clear, whether you have a crystal, something as simple as a bowl of water with some Epsom salts and something like a tangerine oil. Just literally do what they did years ago at the temples, is put your hands in water and just wipe yourself down, thinking as you're doing it that you are clearing what doesn't belong to you. Hold the crystal, run that over your body, and then put the crystal in some salt water or put it outside on the ground overnight. So I think you have two challenges. You decide when you get to let something in, and then you've got to clear and release the stuff that you took in over the day.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck to you.
Yeah, and please let us know how you're doing. You know, Doc Martin and I are on here regularly. We always like to follow up. But more importantly, what I really want to say to you is, if this continues for you, I would encourage you to reach out to Doc Martin directly and schedule some time with her. Doc Martin, what is the best way to do that? Tell people how they can work with you directly. We're, you know, we have an allotted amount of time during these shows, so folks get a solution, but may have more questions. How do they set up schedule and time to work with you?
So thanks, Pat. And yes, Hanley, I'm available if you need me for something deeper. The best way to do it is email me, and you can find the email on my website, which is drsharonmartin.com, and that's drsharonmartin.com. Get on there, get my email, email me. You need me, you tell me what you need, we'll work out how to make that happen. And thank you so much for calling in.
And, you know, I want to take a minute, if we could, and Tanner, thank you for that, because what I'm reflecting upon with what Tanner just shared also represents what a lot of people are feeling right now. You know, you're feeling energy Hanley, rather, you're feeling energy from people that are equally anxious. I mean, you're picking up on things. You know, needless to say, people have been pushed past the brink. Sometimes their behavior, Hanley, is not necessarily like the best it should be. And if you pick up energy on that and you take that in, we're talking about building and accumulating, you know, an entire field of that energy. And doesn't that affect the body, Sharon?
Yes, absolutely. And it affects us more. Nowadays, things are so polarized and so fractured, and that's everywhere. And I'll just tell a quick story before we have to go to another.
Please.
So I was feeling I'm getting older and I'm thinking I want to retire. And how do I have enough money to do that if I'm going to quit working and on? So I was thinking of downsizing my house. I live in a house with a beautiful piece of property, and I have animals and a miniature donkey who's the greatest. And I thought I'm going to do that. I looked to downsize. And it was March, I believe, of 2020, and the COVID had just hit. And I remember coming down the driveway and having, talk about knowing, this was how I knew. I knew, I felt it in my gut. That's usually where I felt it. It was like this quiver where you know something's not right, so you better pay attention. And I was said, I felt this overwhelming feeling, do not move. Do not move. I shut down the whole thing, including my neighbor who had gotten the septic and the survey of this property I was going to buy and all of this. I shut it down. And thank goodness I did, because living down in this nature sanctuary over this past year, I had to still go to work. I didn't get to stay home and Zoom on my people all day. I had to go to work and every day see a million people who could have been carrying the virus, worrying about, am I going to get sick? Am I going to get it? Talk about toxic. And when I come home and I come down the driveway, that's my crystal bath, because I step into this sanctuary in nature and I can let all of that poison go. So here's where my intuition saved me. Because I do believe that this nature here, the property here, being around my animals saved me in the past year, because this was a rough, rough year for everybody. I was very lucky to have a sanctuary to go to. So that's just my, yeah, knowing, my story of knowing.
Yeah, it's an important story because it really ties into what we're going to talk about, Doc, when we come back. You know, there is a knowing that you had from that. And part of what we're talking about today, and we are taking all y'all's calls, 1-800-930-2819. And Jacob is monitoring Facebook. We're taking questions there, here, everywhere, because this is what Doc Martin does. And we know that there are things that are going on, whether that's in your home, whether it's in your work, and you may not have that sanctuary moment. Sometimes we have to create them. What Doc Martin just gave to Hanley was just beautiful. So when we come back, what's the connection then with I squared? What's the connection between that and how does that impact a change in health? Where does it show up? What did we learn about belief? And why is it that a smile by a random person can make you look up? Let's take a short break. If you want to find out more about Doc Martin, drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. We're also taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the Healing Hour. I get to do this show with Dr. Sharon Martin. During this show, you just got a little bit of how she works with people. And, you know, what I would encourage all of you to do is go to DrSharonMartin.com. But please take the time to give her a call. If there's something on your mind, if you want to do a consult, you know, it's 833-940-1882. Or you can email her at Sharon@DrSharonMartin.com. During this show, this is a call-in show. It's for all of y'all out there. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Doc Martin, listen. Intention, great, great thing to have. Intuition, great thing to have. But this show's about I squared. So let's talk about what happens when you put them together and what the impact of that is. What is the impact? Can it have an impact and change of health? And I say health to mean all health, mental, physical, emotion.
So I think we just back up a minute for a consideration. It's one thing to have all the feelings, to have all the intuition. You felt your knee, it was making you nuts. I felt this, oh my God, I cannot leave this property. But that sitting there in that does nothing to take you forward. So you've got all the feelings and you're swimming in this swirling energy and you're feeling all of it. But then you have to me, intuition puts you in that sea of energy and you can feel all of it in different waveforms. But then when you do intention is your consciousness saying, okay, taking all of this swirl, I want a laser arrow directed at where I want to go. That's your thought. That is your intention. And you are completely in control of that. And in fact, that is a key critical part to self-healing through energy work. You set your intention. So it has to be, and I'll come back to swimming in the sea in a minute, but that intention has to be absolutely clear. It can't be fuzzy and, well, I want a new job, or I don't like to go to this office with toxic energy. Well, that doesn't tell spirit, what do you really want way out there? What's the end game? Specific in the end game. So for Pat, she had to send up an email, red flag, I have an alien in my knee. But she said, okay, I'm getting this doctor's attention because I need their input. And I am totally intending that this person will now respond to me. Well, of course, when you see the word alien, you're like, oh my God, I better talk to her before she goes off the rails. For me, I had to call. It was hard. I had to call my neighbor and say, I can't buy. I can't move. I can't do it. I'll pay you for the survey. I'll pay you for the water percolation test. I had to call the architect, say, stop, don't do anything. Because I felt it so much that it told me what was wrong. And then my intention said, I don't want what's wrong. I want what's right. And I'm going for that. Right. So that kind of laser, that's an arrow. That does take some training, is to hone your intention. Because again, if you're fuzzy, you don't hit the mark.
Yeah.
You have to be really, really saying something, and just say, it's one thing, and this is taught beautifully by people like Esther Hicks and others. You don't say, oh, I don't want this. Oh, I don't want this. Oh, I don't want, you say, I want this. So everything in that positive realm, everything. So that to me is what intention is. And so you can't have intuition and not take it anywhere.
Yeah.
And your intention is guided by the intuition. Go ahead, Pat.
And this is part of what you help people with, Sharon, because I want to talk about what we have not talked about in Maximum Medicine. And this is part of the consulting and counseling you do. You know, people, if you're like me, you need help explaining yourself. It has been a lifelong journey for me to take what's in my head and in my heart and to explain it to people that are important to me, right? Now, look, if you work with great doctors or you work with great people, and this is not just about medicine, today's show is everything that shows up in your life. You know, I did a show yesterday and I gave a very benign situation, a very totally not related to the body or not like anything, just the thing that caused me a problem with my best friend. I knew, I got these 16 by 16 concrete slabs because where the waste basket and the recycle basket and things I never had to think about were, they were on an angle and they were high up. And when you went to move them, it was like 30 pounds that you couldn't control. So I decided to put these cement things down. It's a long story that I'm going to make really short. I couldn't explain why I knew you just can't put them down. I couldn't explain that I needed to dig 10 of these, right? Doubling up. So it's 16 by 16. And I needed to dig 2 to 3 inches. But I couldn't explain it. It's not logical. Why would you, wouldn't you just flatten out this stuff and put it on? But I went out there and I did it. And I couldn't explain why I was going through that agony and pain. But when I got to the 3 inches, here's what I found. All the topsoil that would have really sunk these things over time was moved away. And there was this clayish layer. You know, it was clayish, it was rock, it was not great topsoil. It was a layer of something that they usually put down when they're trying to cover wires, right? But when you work with that, you're putting these very heavy blocks down and they are not going to move. Moral of the story, though, we need help. And this is where you can help people. the Hanleys of the world, other people of the world, because we need a way and a language, because we're not ancient shamans. See, an ancient shaman was the ruler. If the ancient shaman said, you need to go soak your feet in eucalyptus, somebody just did it. And that's where you come in. You're the translator, but in maximum medicine, you are the translator between metaphysical, scientific. And that is the skill we need to learn, Sharon. That story for me, if I'd had the skill to say, all I could say was, please trust me. I can't explain why we have to dig down. Please trust me. But that's not always easy to say, is it?
No, not easy to ask for help either.
No. And, you know, we have to be able to speak up about our bodies and our health. My doctor wanted to do my left knee first. I told my doctor, no, please do my right knee. And my doctor's like, but that's not your bad knee. I said, but you got to trust me on this. You know, please do my right knee. It was the best decision I'd ever made. To be honest with you, I think if he'd have done my left knee, I would have never done the right knee. But talk to us, Sharon, because we're not just talking about learning I squared about our body and our health. We're talking about the importance of I squared. Let's go ahead and skip the break. For those of you just tuning in, you're tuning into the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin. We're talking about what she has created, what she has learned in the process that she uses with her clients, with people that want to understand why they're stuck. Let's talk for a minute about what happens when you combine intuition and intention.
What I've learned over the years, and I had to learn to really bring to my awareness my intuition, and then to set my intention. But when you put those two together, it is an exponential, and that's why we call it I squared. It is more than just I plus I. It takes it out of the park. And learning how to do that is something that you do in every phase of your life, not just your physical health, not just your mental health, but decisions on where to move forward with regard to a job, to a place you live, to a relationship. That is real control over your consciousness, your energy field. And because of that, it's real control over your destiny. So learning to really refine those things is key to moving forward, or to moving forward well. I mean, we do, not all of us have a beautiful, smooth path in life. We take a little detour, whoops, we're in the thickets, we move over here. We take another detour, we end up in poison ivy. It is poison ivy time around here in Pennsylvania. And so just learning, zigzagging until you really get it right. And if we can learn tricks to, wait a second, that doesn't feel exactly right, pulls us back quicker than before we end up in the thorn bushes.
This idea of intuition and intention, it's not an additive formula. And that's what I love about it. Because when you put them together, the impact of putting them together is an exponential impact. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, when I'm at my best and I trust in the process, and I've heard this from many people, people I've interviewed, but I've heard this from our listeners as well. When those two things are put together exponentially, action and transformation can happen in a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that experience, especially when it comes to healing, you know, emotional healing, physical healing, mental.
So let me just, I told you about sending clients to this team in England. Well, let's talk about clients I've directly worked with. When you can do a process, an energetic process, that can help the person relax enough and get out of their human head into their knowing, then the insights that they get are, again, as Pat said, nanosecond, boom, and they have the knowing, and then they have a choice, and then they know which path to take. So that's really what a lot of what energy practitioners help you do is get into the place where you get out of your human thoughts, where you think you know everything, but it's not really the depth of universal knowledge or truth, and getting you into that flow. And then you go, oh, that's the path. So you're in a room, in a sense, this is just an image. You're in a room where there are no windows and there are no doors, and you can't, maybe it's one of those escape rooms or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't find your way out. But when you deepen into your knowing, and that often takes you getting out of your human head and sitting quietly. For me, the best place to find it is nature with my animals. Then all of a sudden you can see the outline in the wood paneling that really is marking the window, if that makes sense. It's a crude visualization, but you can see it. And then, like you're in probably a Harry Potter movie, you go over to the bookcase and you push the right book and then the whole thing swings open. Well, you see the way through, and you can see it in ways. It takes your vision, inner vision, to seeing bigger than your human pathway. Because, and I'm going to digress a second, because
sure,
this is important. We talked about this before, Pat. Why is the human physiology so slow? And to me, it feels like it's because it's a hardwired, and each of us individually are hardwired differently. We have certain pathways, we have certain cellular components, so that anything we take in only goes through one way. When you float in the knowing, when you float in the picking up all of the pieces around you, you really expand how many things can trickle down, how many things can percolate through you. And that's what we want to do. That we want to take in more than our typical only one way we see something. And that expansion can be life-changing. So that's the beauty of learning some of the processes behind shamanic or energy work is really looking at things differently. And face it, modern day Western medicine is really all about the physiology. So it's kind of constrained to the parts that you already have. It's kind of working in the hardwired. We want to get to all of the data that comes in, like changing the software. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I'm really struck by a bit of my training and trying to listen to people understand Carl Jung or Neville, or trying to understand, you know, some of those messages about belief. And, you know, I remember how we were not really, what's the word I want to use for my school, allowed to consider Carl Jung. I remember having in my paper once a reference of Carl Jung and spirituality. And boy, it created the biggest fight ever. And I ended up having to pull it out and then I put it back. But we're talking about a level of trust in a process. And the only process that existed, when you go back thousands of years, right, there was a level of trust and knowing. And we know we have the ability to do that. So that's what I am passionate about, helping us get back to that moment of knowing and trust so we don't give up on our dream. Because we're not just talking about the body. We're talking about I squared to really activate and manifest pretty much anything, aren't we, Sharon?
We really are. And to be willing to look at it differently. Because when you float back into that sea of intuition, you start to see things differently. And that can change you, because if you can see it differently, you can walk differently. So all of that, those are all wonderful tools to bring forth a really good life.
You know, I'm an idealist. Some people say that about me, but I'm also, you know, I believe in things that probably are from our pop culture. I often wonder, if we're really using 7 to 9% of our brain capacity, what the heck would it be like if we used 12, 15? You know, where do we go with that?
I'd be the most brilliant man alive. Thank you.
I think you're the most brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I appreciate that. But
Benny, to be honest with you, I figured that out a long time ago about you.
Stop it.
But this is really what we're talking about, Sharon. Well, we are talking about a capacity.
Well, when that's why I think we wanted to say this is squared, is because it takes you, you know, if you jump from 7% to 15%, that is amazing. So anyway.
But let's bring this home today, because the message today is, don't really let anyone tell you that your intuition, number one, is wrong. It may not be 100% right on. There was no logic I could present to anybody about why I didn't hang up 17 years ago and pulled out a credit card. People wanted to have me checked in for doing that. So Sharon, what's the message for today? Tell us about what you are embarking on in helping people with I-Squared.
Well, I love helping people see their possibilities, see their potential, and regain even the mastery over the 7% we're already using. But to regain
Benny's nine
is a good.
Yeah.
To regain a power that's available to us. And when we tap back into the energies of nature, we are aligning ourselves with forces way bigger than ourselves, and we gain power there too. So that's what I like to teach about. Those are the things I like to help people do, is recognize that you can step back and grab some of that ancient wisdom. You might think, well, I grew up in, I don't know, Flushing, New York.
The Bronx.
Okay. I don't have any of that. Well, you do, because you have ancestral knowledge and wisdom, and you can tap into it even if your ancestors were Celts, or, you know, people from France or African or anything. So anyway, I like to say that's what maximum medicine is, being more, learning how to really, really amp up your possibility and your power.
Yeah. And I just want to say to people here today, here's what's going to be happening. Dr. Sharon Martin is on the verge of writing her book. There's so much going to be presented in it. We're thinking about how we're going to take maximum medicine. We're going to put together programs for you. Imagine having a community group in maximum medicine that you can participate and have personal conversations with Dr. Martin.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.